From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese with your daily newscast for Friday, July 24th, 2026. Arkansas's only proton therapy center will likely shut down at the end of August. The Proton Center of Arkansas, based on the campus of the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences, will close its doors next month, according to the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. UMS officials say the center owes them about $5 million in unpaid rent and wages. The center is operated by Proton International in a partnership with UAMS and two other area hospitals. Proton therapy is a type of radiation therapy that uses positively charged particles to attack tumor cells. The center first opened in 2023. UAMS says about 23 patients are currently undergoing treatment at the center. New patients will be referred elsewhere. The closest proton therapy center to Central Arkansas is in Shreveport, Louisiana. City of North Little Rock has a new police chief. Longtime Officer Hayward Finks was sworn into the position Thursday morning, becoming the city's first black chief of police. Finks told ceremony attendees he will work to uphold supporters' trust in the department and gain support from those skeptical of the office.
I can guarantee you that we will start the process of building trust. We will take every opportunity to engage in meaningful dialogue and to build, or in some cases, restore bridges.
Finks has spent 38 years in various policing roles in Little Rock and North Little Rock, most recently serving as Director of Safety Services for the North Little Rock School District.
In the first 100 days as the Chief of Police, I will be examining all units, policies, and practices of the department. We will be looking at what our strengths are, where do we need to improve. We will be looking at best practices and the professional standards. We will be focusing on intelligent-led policing and all the principles that make up the 21st century policing.
Finks said the NLRPD will strive to engage and maintain a dialogue with community members. The city of Little Rock is urging residents to ditch single-use plastics this month. It's part of a worldwide effort dubbed Plastic Free July. Ray Partridge, sustainability educator for the city of Little Rock, says the city's third year celebrating the month.
And it's really expanded across the globe to educate the public and tell them about how to make changes in their own lives and really advocate for governments, businesses, and institutions to do the same.
The city's sustainability office is partnering with the Green Corner Store and Southern Tail Brewing on an event this weekend at the brewery. That'll run from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday, July 26, featuring giveaways, local vendors, and hands-on activities for youth and adults. More information is online at littlerock.gov/sustainability. Arkansas is one of several states that is subject to an egg recall. About 1.5 million eggs are being pulled off the shelves in retail stores across the South, including at Kroger stores in the Natural State. The recall was initiated by Midwest Poultry Services amid concerns over a salmonella outbreak at one of the company's farms in Texas. Next week, temperatures are expected to be consistently over 100 degrees, and the Little Rock Zoo is adjusting accordingly. The zoo says it is closing its gates beginning Sunday, July 26th through Saturday, August 1st, due to the extreme heat. The zoo says the decision to close was made to limit outdoor exposure for the well-being of staff, guests, and animals. Officials say they will continue to monitor the forecast and will make changes if warranted. And speaking of that forecast, we are at around 94 degrees for the high today. That will likely be the mildest day we have for a while. Temperatures will climb over the weekend and reach 104 by Monday. Temperatures expected to remain in the triple digits throughout much of next week. And of course, the heat index may be in the 110 teens. That is a dangerous heat, so just remember throughout next week, stay hydrated, take breaks, and be careful. Heat is one of the number one most dangerous weather events and can be hazardous to your health even before you realize it. So just be careful out there next week. From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese.